Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know what? I'm disappointed in the TikTokers who are YouTubing because I feel like their videos could be way better.
I agree.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Updates. Ooh. Hello, new segment on the pod.
We love a new segment. Intro.
I'm here with my boss and roommate and friend, Alicia Marie.
Although we have to break the news to them.
I'm moving. Alicia kicked me out.
We'll get into that later. Any other updates you have for everyone?
No, honestly, you guys, we just got a drink because I didn't want to record this because I'm really behind. I have been moving out of my apartment. Basically, it feels like all week I've been there.
Honestly, yeah.
And it's definitely, like, moving just in general sucks. Like, it just takes so much time and effort, and you always have way more stuff than you anticipate, especially me, because, like, I tend to hoard. So, yeah. So I definitely took a long time. And also, like, the thing that sucked is yesterday my roommate and literally, I'm not kidding you, probably like 10 family members were there helping her move out. And it was just me by myself in like my room, like trying to get my stuff out. So it's just been difficult not having, I mean, thank God, like Ash Nicole XO and like all of my roommates helped out today. But yesterday I was like, damn, like I wish I had family that lived closer because I was exhausted.
Yeah. I mean, especially I'm so curious how many people have been moving during, you know, this pandemic. Like that just makes it even.
That's a whole other thing.
It's a whole other level, even just touring apartments and everything like that. So I feel like moving out, if you have done it recently, you know the struggle. And it's just a lot. Also, it took, I'm not kidding, I think it took Ashley and I a solid year to really feel comfortable in this house. Granted, it's big and it's a house versus an apartment, but it takes your body a long time to adjust.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just to like newness and getting like nested and decorating and trying to actually feel like it's your home and your house and stuff. So obviously,
even moving so expensive. So like right now I'm just worried about like the moving costs. And then it's like on top of that, I want to buy furniture and then buy decor. And it's just like that alone takes forever to like finally furnish everything, because like I don't want to just do the college cheap Wayfair route this time. Like I'm sure I'll get some things from like cheaper websites, but I really want to invest in nice pieces of furniture, which I can't just do that like all at once. So I'm trying to like plan that out and just be patient.
We've talked about this. I actually really regretted like when we did move into this house, I bought so much furniture just to fill it. And I honestly, I think 80% of that original furniture is gone.
It's gone.
And the sucky part is I obviously could have sold it, but I just remember thinking I just need it gone. I don't know what to do. So I was trying to find friends, and I'd always ask anyone who came through literally the front door, hey, do you need any furniture? Yeah. Do you want to look in this whole room and see? And yeah, so I actually really do recommend taking your time and investing in more pieces that you actually like, especially in an apartment where maybe the, you know, there's an elevator or stairs or whatever, like it's so much more work. So yeah, I would tell you to wait. I mean, make sure you got a bed.
Yeah.
Make sure you have some storage.
Yeah. I'm manifesting some free furniture as well, so I can like promote them, because I'm hashtag an influencer.
Influencer. Also, I just realized we should actually probably clarify that you're talking about your old apartment right now. Everyone.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick.
So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah!
How many things you're talking about here?
Here, no. Yeah, I moved out of my old apartment in downtown, and I'm actually moving into a new apartment somewhere.
We need to talk about a lot. First of all, let's dive into you moving out in the first place.
Yeah, so I'm moving out. I had to get out of my place currently, the downtown apartment that I've been paying for all summer. Yeah, even though
and you've been there for how long?
3 years?
3 years.
I think, which is crazy.
Oh my God, we've been here 3.5 years.
Yeah, and I loved my apartment. Yeah. Like, I loved my apartment. It was so... Ashley was like, I cannot believe I've never been here. This place is lit. She kept taking Instagram photos, like all the, like, decor and stuff. I was like, okay.
That's so funny.
But anyway, so yeah, I loved the building. I loved the amenities. I loved the vibe. Like, everything I loved. And honestly, if my roommate would have been like, hey, you want to stay another year? Like, I probably would have just done it out of convenience. But we decided we were both, you know, moving on or whatever. So she's moving somewhere else. And then I was like in a panic mode, basically like the whole summer. I felt like I was stressed out about it.
Yeah.
About where I was going to move. Especially like my parents are the type of people that are like, everything needs to be done 8 years yesterday. Like they're like, this needed to happen 5 years ago. Yeah. And so they were like, they've been on me about it forever, even though like it's totally my doing and like I'm paying for everything and I'm doing it. They are constantly nagging, so it stresses me out.
Especially if they're saying, you don't know where you're living yet.
Yeah.
Then you're like, wait, do I need to freak out about where I know. I don't know where
exactly.
I'm living yet?
No, and totally. Thank God all of you guys are like, it'll be fine. Like whatever will happen. So yeah, I found a roommate. I found a new place. I'm obsessed. I don't want to leave here yet, like the sorority house.
I think I'm genuinely going to cry when you do. I'm not kidding. I was secretly like really okay. Wait, well, we have to dive into how you like the fact that you got it and the way that you got it.
I know, crazy. But I'm like, do I leave that for the moving vlogs?
Oh,
the drama.
I think you should actually.
Yeah.
Sorry if you guys are listening and we're leaving you hanging. But we will dive into the tea of you leaving. No, everyone, I did not kick her out. Like I said, I was really
sad. She was
sad.
Like, stay. She was like, stay however long you need to.
I just think it's hilarious that we all genuinely thought you'd be there for a week. And then here for a week. And then...
I know.
Now, I just don't want you to leave because it's going to be so weird when I walk across the hall and that room is empty.
Sad. Anyway, I think I'll still leave some stuff here. And
please.
Obviously, I'm here every day. So, and I was even thinking, like, maybe one night, because filming days for us are on Wednesday. So I was like, ooh, maybe Tuesdays I can, like, sleep over.
Yeah. Oh,
and then
God.
In the morning, like, I can get
we
my Peloton ride in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can have our... I have been doing morning runs, or like beginning of quarantine I was running with Ash, so I want to get back to that.
Yeah.
And be able to,
and
just because the commute is a lot.
Oh my God, completely. And you already know that this house is basically your house, like even when PK comes out and visits, like you guys can like stay here.
Oh
like,
my God, I would love that.
You know what I mean?
We
like it's
that.
Gonna be so much fun, but I'm gonna be really sad. Who's gonna annoy Ashley with me?
I mean, I'm still here to do that.
Oh, true.
Which, yeah, we really get in full little sister mode and we annoy the crap out of Ash Nicole.
I'm curious if you have any advice for anyone who is planning on moving right now or like wanting to.
Yeah, one thing I would do is like if you know you're about to move, definitely like save leading up to it. So like for me during quarantine, everyone's like, oh my God, I'm spending so much money on online shopping. Like my friend Morgan Yates literally bought like 8 of the same tie-dye sweatshirt from Urban Outfitters.
I have the, and, like, the blue one.
Even though I really want to do that too, I like knew. I mean, of course I bought like a few set active tops. Like, you know, I purchased a few things, but I was really, I guess, careful about what I spent my money on just because turns out it is really expensive to move. And I didn't know where I was going to move to. So like just in itself, like my rent is a lot more expensive, but also the movers,
the junk service.
Yeah, service that I hired. Even like today I had, I have a lot going on with like
business ventures.
My business ventures and my boss girl stuff. I sound so stupid.
You've just invested
in projects I'm working on. I have a lot of projects or things that are coming up. I don't know. I hate when people say that. And I have to pay for like an entertainment lawyer. And I was like freaking out because I'm like, oh my God, it's so expensive in LA. My parents are like, no, you need to do that. They need to look over our contract, blah, 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 blah. So even just unexpected costs, it's nice knowing like I do have a savings and it was worth saving my money. So I would say just save your damn money.
I have to say, if I, like, you know how we always say we wish we didn't know each other because then we could be obsessed with each other's channels? Yeah. Guys, I'm not even kidding. I feel so bad. For instance, Rim and Kaylee uploaded a podcast recording together and I've been meaning to listen to it for the longest time. I've listened to half of it, but I just haven't found myself to finish it. And every single time I go to, I'm like, oh, I just want to like listen to music. Like I want to chill. And that's the same way it is. Like we all obviously watch and support each other's stuff here, but when we're with each other 24/7, when we're like texting each other 24/7, when we're filming 24/7, when it comes to like watching the final video, most of the times we don't in general.
Yeah.
But oh my God, people know. I mean, I don't know how many people know this, but like I live for underrated channels on YouTube.
Stop.
The lifestyle community. No. I love this shit. I'm not kidding. There have been so many times that I've looked up like moving to Los Angeles vlogs. And if I can find someone from like, you know, Texas, the Midwest, wherever.
I will say she like, this is real.
This is real. I become obsessed with them and I love them. And then I'm always so scared to reach out and say that I watch them because usually the second that I meet them or something, I get over them. And then I'm looking for the next one.
Same.
It's so
that's me with even any big YouTuber that I meet. Like I meet them and I'm like, oh, they're not as interesting.
Yeah, it's just like the fantasy, the idea. Like the idea of someone is sometimes more interesting than the actual person. Yeah,
same, including like boyfriends.
Oh my God.
Like the idea of a boyfriend is so much more intriguing than like actually have one. Because you have an expectation and no one ever meets it.
You build it up. And you also, do you ever have like conversations with people in your head and you're like, oh my God, like scenarios? I do that shit all the time. And I'm not kidding. I am crazy. Like I literally tell myself, Alicia, you need to stop doing this because you're making these expectations for people so freaking high.
Even like I'll do it for events too. Like for instance, Coachella, like I'll fantasize it and like try and picture exactly how it is.
Walking into VIP.
Yeah.
And running into David Dobrik saying, oh my God, hey dude, what's up?
Him complimenting my outfit.
Yeah, that we've spent literally months for planning.
And then us talking about tennis for 8 years. It's not like I thought about that before.
And then like literally nothing close to that situation happened. Yeah. And then you're so let down.
I know. Why do we do that?
That happens to me a lot.
What were you saying about YouTubers? Underrated?
Oh, my point being, I kind of wish I didn't know you because the fact that you're about to pop off on moving vlogs, moving like, you know, to in LA right now, especially during a pandemic, it's kind of like, I just want to know. Tea. I would be so obsessed. My biggest advice coming from someone who's done moving vlogs before, stretch them out as long as you can.
The queen.
Leave a little mystery. Don't just do an empty apartment tour and give it all away at once. Like, you want people to be invested to where the next day they're just like, wait, I want to see more. Like, what? I'm not even kidding. I think it was over a month in since I had moved into this house where I was still like, my bathroom reveal. Like, granted, there's a lot more room here to kind of like reveal. I'm going to be like,
my right corner reveal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My kitchen cabinets tour. So I will say that. But point being is people love it. I think it's just such a fresh start and people love fresh starts. And it's a great time to get people reinvested to your channel. And I'm not kidding. Like, people search moving vlogs. It's just fun. And I think it's because, you know, when you get the high of shopping when you watch a haul, but you don't spend your money.
Yeah.
It's like the excitement of you personally moving.
It's satisfying.
It's satisfying. You live vicariously through someone else. And you're about to be that for so many people.
I'm very excited. Moving vlogs. I'm very excited. I feel very privileged to have all of these powerhouse vloggers like in my ear telling me exactly what to do with the moving vlogs. And I know me, I'll be great at filming it but not great at uploading, and I know that my roommates will keep me accountable, so I'm very excited for that.
Oh,
and I get a high off of, like, I mean, who doesn't? Like, when I see people are watching, I'm like, okay, I gotta go do the next one. Oh, we have a visitor.
Come in.
Yes.
Oh, do you want to come say hi?
Yes. Testing, 1 2 3 1 2 3.
That was Mr. Me Ashton, everyone.
Mr. Me Ashton has left the building. Yes! Yeah! Honestly? I mean, what advice do you have from a pro moving blogger herself?
Yeah, you just did a bunch of moving vlogs.
Let me take the stage. I would say definitely split up the content. You know, I like to do things very quickly. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I only moved in 4 months ago and I did everything in like 2 to 3 weeks, and now I want to redo everything already.
That,
you know, you get so bored of it already, and especially with me just being home and you're gonna be home. Yes, I'll think more.
And that is,
and
the
that
tea.
Was my aunt,
and that's the tea. Oh my god. Yeah, I honestly, like, if I did not know you, I would be so excited to know someone's popping off. YouTube's kind of dry right now.
It is.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, I feel like I'm not really invested in anyone, but I'm like invested in YouTube. So I want to be watching YouTubers. You know what? I'm disappointed in the TikTokers who are YouTubing because I feel like their videos could be way better.
I agree.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm a Dixie D'Amelio stan and her videos are just boring right now.
Wait, what would you like tell her? Like, if she was in this room right now, what would you tell her to do? Or, well, if you worked for her, like if she hired you and was like, yo, I'm going to offer you $1 million to leave Alicia and come work for me. What would, I'm like, would you go? I'm just kidding. What would you, like, your first day on the job, what would you tell her?
Okay, well, first of all, I would, like, for instance, the video where Charli D'Amelio like gets a nose job. Or that gets the nose surgery.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was so excited to watch that because I was like, oh my god, this is going to be such a good video, like picturing what I had it in my head. And then I watched it and it literally hardly showed Charli, which whatever, like clickbait me, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But the video was the most boring video. The whole time she was like, guys, what should I make a video about? Blah, 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 blah. Like, I would have cut that video down into 1 minute, probably, and then filmed so many more, like, random things. I would have rather her, like, it have been, like, 3 minutes and me be excited, like, invested, not bored, watching it, and then, like, ready to watch the next one.
I'm curious how many TikTokers are going to switch to YouTube for obvious reasons, but also do extremely short videos. Because no YouTuber does, yeah, like, a minute-long video. Granted, it needs to be, like, I think at least 30 seconds to monetize. So, there's that. 31 seconds.
I will say, I think I saw one of Bryce Hall's videos and his was pretty good.
Really?
Like, his was like more fast paced, more upbeat.
Yeah.
But maybe it's just because Dixie, I'm not trying to harp on her, but maybe it's just because she's a little bit more laxed.
I think honestly the biggest thing is I can't imagine, let's pretend I never made a TikTok once and then all of a sudden I'm thinking, oh shoot, I need to make one. I can't imagine my whole team being like, hey, you need to get on this platform, and me just jumping on it and all these eyes watching me and me not knowing how to go about it, because every single platform is completely different. Like, my Twitter humor is different from my Instagram caption humor.
Yeah.
Like, that's just like how it is. So yeah, especially thinking about all of these like teenagers who have millions and millions and millions of followers on TikTok, and then they just like jump to YouTube. It's kind of like every man for themselves. And it, you know, is. Everyone has an editor. Like, you know, most of them,
oh,
probably
none of them
are working.
Even look, they don't know how to import,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but it's hard because the times that the times that I've worked with other editors too, it was so hard for them to find my voice. So I feel like it's going to be interesting seeing which TikTokers succeed on YouTube.
I will say, back to Dixie, I think that once she does figure out her groove with YouTube, because she's getting killer views and she's like always mm-hmm. on the trending page, once she does figure out her vibe, I think she'll do really well, just because I feel like Charlie, like TikTok is her platform, whereas I feel like Dixie has more of like a like a talking personality, like, well, she's more outgoing maybe a little.
Like, even thinking of traditional media, sometimes there's the younger sister who at first doesn't take off, but then later they like really take off even more than the OG. So I wonder if that, like Kylie and Kendall.
Like, it's definitely like the opposite of like a Jake or Logan Paul vlog.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it's not like boom, 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 like in your face, like, it's very just like lax.
Dang.
Oh my God. It kind of honestly reminded me of old YouTube. It was like the camera wasn't there.
So I have a theory that honestly everything's going to old YouTube. And what's crazy is in a few years, it's going to come back around to where people want to see more produced stuff. It's going to be like people always say history repeats itself. It's going to be really interesting. But I've definitely noticed, even me myself, for being on YouTube for so long, we've had this conversation so many times, needing to almost not downgrade my videos, but make them less perfect, because people don't want that. They want realness, you know? So it's been interesting trying to like relearn things we've been taught. But even now, eventually that will come back in. Just like, you remember when freaking liquid lipsticks were the only thing you wore? Yeah. And you were like, I will never wear a gloss again. Well, who's wearing glasses now?
I'm just sorry. I was never a fan of the crusty ass lips.
Really? Oh, it makes sense. You're like the lip queen, though.
I'm all about the juice.
I was there waiting for the pre-orders. I spent way too much money. I looked hideous. Not that the makeup was bad. It's just, I just did not know what I was doing. I didn't know how to wear it. I thought I was like, cute, but it just not. It was
Everyone
not.
Loved that, the Dolce or the Dulce.
I had that one. Coco K was my favorite. Coco K was my favorite.
Yeah. Also, I just don't like nudes. So I was just like, I'm out.
They had reds.
Trend.
Mary Jo.
Oh, yeah. Do you think people still buy the liquid lipsticks?
I think, yeah, for sure. Not as much as they were, though. Because, like, I'm not kidding. Even I think Ashley at one point almost did, too.
No, I know she bought one.
Did she buy one? Yeah. Okay. My point being, Ashley would never ever buy anything like that, and even she bought one, and I was there every single drop just hoping to get one.
Yeah, there was a lot of hype around it for sure.
Yeah,
that was like literally the year I moved to LA.
Was it? Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, I was in the apartment. I had like a smoky eye, and chokers were so in. This is so embarrassing. I had to get a new license a few years back. 3 years to be exact. I thought they were going to take my picture. So I wake up at 6 a.m. I like get fully ready. I'm wearing a white t-shirt. And I was like, I need to wear something that in a few years I will not regret. Like,
the most Alicia Marie thing ever.
So I really thought about it. I was like, okay, my hair looks great. My makeup looks great. It's neutral. Like, I don't want to look back and be like, holy shit, what was I thinking? I put on a black choker.
What a timeless piece.
Why in the world would I put on a thank the Lord. I'm not even saying this. Thank God himself that they actually didn't need to take my photo that day, because I would have been wearing a freaking black leather, faux leather choker. I thought I looked so good.
Yeah, I remember watching your videos and you always had a choker on.
Always. Not even when it looked good, though. Like, every day, put on the choker. Like, what? Monday, Tuesday, what's my Wednesday choker? Like, that's how bad it was.
Wait, which was your favorite one?
Oh, I had this white one with this little, like, bejewel. I mean, I always wore a black one for the most part. Okay. But I had this white one from Urban with this, like, stone in the middle. I think I got it when I was on tour at one point. And I remember I loved that thing. I thought it looked so good. I even had this one from Nasty Gal before they got bankrupt.
When
they were really expensive. And it was it's like this thick iridescent plastic piece that I literally don't think I've worn once.
Oh. Well, Alicia Marie on tour was a Free People stan.
Oh, the first tour. That was 2015.
Okay.
2016, okay. She was a little more like, ooh, like Nasty Gal.
Urban
yeah.
Outfitters. Yeah.
Oh, moving tip
from Miss Remy Ashton.
Thank you. Okay. So I would say definitely, am I talking to you or am I talking to the people?
The people.
Oh, well, this is to you. Okay. I would say treat your moving vlogs. Think, obviously do it
for YouTube and think about your viewers, but also think about how you're going to look back on this as like a time capsule.
Yep.
Specifically, I have this one clip when I was moving into my downtown apartment where I rolled out the rug and Daisy was like going crazy. Aww. Running around. We like I set the camera far and we just were playing. And every time now I lay out a rug in a new house, like I just did it recently, she does the same thing. And I always can like look back at that. Aww. And I would have normally forgotten, but I have like that time capsule I get to rewatch. And then every time I roll out a rug now, I'm like, think about that. And then you can play the clip from before.
I love that.
It's cute.
Nostalgia like no other. I think that's a huge thing too, is like don't just vlog like, hey guys, I'm doing this, like vlog, just document.
Just document
what you're doing and the story will come. And oh my God, I freaking love that so much, Rem.
I'm very excited. Well, let's end on a positive note.
And on the positive note, do a rug cuddle with your dog if you have one.
I just bring Chloe for the rug. For the rug scene.
Should. And then anyone listening,
I'm like, run, Chloe.
You're like, go to your spot.
She pees.
Well, thank you guys so much. Oh, it's not my. I'm just kidding.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Pretty Basic. Yeah, thank you guys for listening. Go follow us all on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls, at Alicia, at Miss Remy Ashton. And that's it. And be sure to follow or subscribe to my YouTube channel because I'm going to be posting a lot of moving vlogs soon and I'm very excited about it.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy
in here. Make someone's day. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.